Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Parsha is Mishpatim. This is the third special Shabbat in a row. We had Bishalach of Shabbat Shira, and last week Parshat Yisro was the Shabbos of the Ten Commandments, and this week is Parshat Shkolim, the anniversary of the temple service where everybody contributed half a shekel as their public donation to the maintenance of the temple and the purchase of the necessary
the Mishkan,
goods, right?
The Mishkan.
Right. So all of that, well, originally the Mishkan, but then later in the temple as well.
Mm-hmm.
So be'echad ba'ador mashmim al ashkolim. Whenever Ador came, so they would put up the public notice that everybody should start bringing in the shekel that they had to pay. And so this is also a special Shabbos, and it's also interesting because this Shabbos is already the introduction to Pesach, which is a scant 6 weeks away.
Time flies.
Time flies, and we all look forward to it. Pesach is the holiday of the Jewish people. But in the Parsha of Mishpotim, we have the basic laws that exist between people. Laws regarding torts, business, bailments, loans, partners, the things that the stuff of everyday commercial life. And there's an entire section of the Shulchan Aruch that's devoted to these laws, the Choshen Mishpat. And the rabbis always emphasize the study of this section of the Talmud over perhaps other sections of the Talmud, not only because it's so wonderfully analytic and it develops your mind and it gives you a glimpse into the Talmudic mind, so to speak, but because of the fact of the values that are involved. People fall to money. Money is a terrible temptation. Money, as Shlomo HaMelech said, don't give me too much and don't give me too little. You give me too much, I rebel. You give me too little, then I steal.
Mm-hmm.
We see in the world that even if you give me too much, I can steal also.
Alas.
And there is no limit to that. And the temptations are great. Money, the rabbi said, Rubam Begezel. Most people fall into the trap of money. We are interested in having glatt kosher meat, let us say. It's far easier to have glatt kosher meat than to have glatt kosher money. And so therefore, the fitting combination of Shkolim and Mishpotim go together, because Mishpotim tell us what to do with the shekel, and how to earn a shekel, and how to be able to exist with it. And it's a constant problem, constant temptation. There's a natural desire always to have more, but we justify it. You know, I don't need that. People say, you know, I don't need the money, but I want to give more charity. Or I don't need the money, but it's for my children or my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. But the Torah doesn't recognize any of those motives. In fact, the Torah pretty much is against inheritance generally. The Talmud says that everyone should die broke. Spend it all. Don't
really?
Leave any. Don't leave anything. Hmm. You don't leave anything, there won't be any lawsuits afterwards, right? And the IRS won't have anything to do, and it's a lot simpler. But the natural instinct of people is to leave and to divide, and that always leads to the problems, breakup in family. All sorts of terrible things happen because of money. But all sorts of great things happen because of money, right? People build hospitals, people build schools, people support Torah, people help those that are less fortunate than they are. And you can do great things with money. You can enjoy God's world. You can see all of its wonders if you have the wherewithal to do it. So the rabbis say that the shekel that Moshe was shown on Sinai was made out of fire. The imagery of fire that we always use is that fire is destructive and fire is necessary and warming and provides light. it's always, there's two sides to the shekel.
Right.
And the question is, what do you do with it? How do you approach it? And which really is all the Torah is about. The Torah negates nothing in life. The Torah only wants to discipline how we deal with things in life. So we don't have vows of poverty. We don't have vows of chastity. We don't have any of that. Celibacy, that's not us. But what we do have is a set of laws regarding everything in life. How to discipline ourselves so that life has meaning and that it has holiness and we don't descend, so to speak, into the animal kingdom. So, Ve'ela HaMishpotim, these are the laws, these are the rules. This is how you bring your shekel. If you'll follow these rules, then the shekel made out of fire won't burn, but it will light, it will illuminate, be a source of warmth and of goodness for everyone. And really, that if a person is privileged to accomplish that, then one's life is certainly successful. We can even say holy, and one has accomplished the mission that the Lord has set before him.
Rabbi Beryl Wein explaining how to balance the shekel with the rules behind it. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.